What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I got a cough drop in. You can hear it. Listen. Rattling around a little bit. Sound of my mouth. You got to lubricate the system, right? You got to get the mechanism working. Well, WD-40 for the throat. It's Grant and Danny here on the Fan. Zabe in for GP. I feel bad just sort of forcing Zabe to sit here and sit through this.
Are you kidding me? I'm looking forward to seeing this from the front row.
You do have a good seat.
And I got one for you, too.
Oh, you do? Okay, so let me explain what we're doing super quick. All request holiday impression line. Okay? 800-636-1067. You could tweet me at Funny Danny. YouTube comment section. You give me the voice and the topic, and I will try to do it for you. Now, oftentimes people will say, can you, you know, do you do this, doing this? And I can't. So that's kind of, you're wasting your shot there. But if I can do it, I will try to do it. So, for example, nobody asked me this, but you could say, could you have Lou Holtz discussing Skittles? Coach Lou Holtz discussing Skittles.
Well, the thing about the Skittles, if you get a purple Skittles, it's going to taste like purple. That's the thing about the Skittles, it tastes like the color of the Skittle that it is. The orange tastes like orange. Even though the Skittles are the same, it's going to taste like the colors. I don't know how they put the colors in the taste, but that's what they do.
That's Lou Holtz talking about Skittles.
Well, you really needed a lozenge for that one to go deep. That's a taxing impersonation.
That is a tough one. Thank you for noticing that.
Yes.
So let's see. This is.
I don't get to fire mine in first. Come on. I'm sitting right here.
You are sitting right there. Zabe, I turn it over to you.
All right. So I have been on Al Michaels' crusty ass for a while now because he's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't give up the seat. And he likes his steak delivered at halftime with no vegetables, which is the only thing I like about Al Michaels at this point. He has the same palate as I do. But I'm desperate for him, especially after Buck and Aikman were so good last night. I'm desperate for him to just, please retire once and for all and let somebody else step in there. So I was hoping you could do Stewie asking Al Michaels when he thought it might be time for him to retire.
So Al, you go to second. Hey, man, sipping him over. You know, so I was just wondering. God, it's awkward. Have you noticed you lost your fastball? Yes. So I'm Al Michaels. Do you believe in miracles? You know what a miracle would be if you step aside?
Yes.
I'm having a very tough time understanding how unexcited you are to talk about football. You know, you should get paid more millions to stand there and say, okay, here comes the game winner, and it's good. See you tomorrow night. My God, man. Do you even have a pulse left? Here's your steak.
Yes. Perfect.
Stewie Griffin talking about Michael. And that's how we do it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to, I'll go to Perry in only. Perry, you're up first. All request holiday line. I never know what the name of it is. What do you got, buddy?
Well, thanks, Danny. First of all, I want to say I enjoy the show.
You're kind.
I love your comedy, and I missed you a couple of months ago at the Give a Hoot Comedy Club.
I was ill.
But I've got my tickets for the 22nd of January. I'm going to see you there again in Gaithersburg.
I'm looking forward
to that.
I love it.
Do you do impressions during your comedy act?
There's some impressions that come through in there. Yeah, you'll see some of that.
Okay, great. I was going to ask you to do Donald Trump presenting the Nobel Peace Prize to Barack Obama.
Sure, we're going to talk about it. So-called Nobel Peace Prize. It's a very big prize. Many people have won it. I've won it 10 times, believe me. I was invented the prize. I gave it away. I invented two things. Number one, 6-7. I was the first person to do that. Second thing, we're going to give the Nobel Peace Prize to Barack Hussein Obama, okay, because he was president once for 2 years, and it was a big deal. I've been president for 41 years. Many people don't know that. I invented the presidency. It was me, G-Dub, and Thomas Jefferson. We were rowing across the Delaware River, which I now own. It's a very, very nice river, and we're going to give it to Barack Hussein Obama, believe me. I don't know. I mean, I guess, right? I mean, I don't know the content. It was fun. Let's go to the Twitterverse here. Let me see. Please do your Ernie Grunfeld impression
on what the Wizards are thankful for going into the new year.
Well, we're not thankful that we still have all of our first-round picks. We'd like to trade them to Phoenix for the 10th straight year for maybe Marcin Gortat or Trevor Ariza. These are things that happen. And I called Memphis, and I tried to get somebody named Brooks, and it was the wrong Brooks. And we still did the deal anyway, even though it was a worse deal for us. But I'm very thankful that we've only won 7 games. And if we had won more during my time, I would still not be the general manager because I was terrible at the job for 15 years. Thank you. And scene? Let's see. Let me do a couple more here. From Crash. I would love to hear robust and ready Charles Barkley giving his season-ending commentary on the Commanders.
All right.
Well, first of all, Ernie, like I say, the commas, they didn't play so good, Ernie. They lost most of their games. They lost, like, imagine if Anthony Davis couldn't play because he was hurt. And then Dallas had to play in the week. That's what it was like. They lost every game by 20 point, 30 point, 22 point, 17, different number of points, Ernie. And when they lost the game, Jaden Daniel, he didn't play. And the many time, Terry McLaurin, he didn't play neither. But he would sometimes play. And then he played one time. Then he got hurt against Kansas City, Kenny. And he was out for 2 months.
Hey, Kenny.
And Noah Brown still can't play because he hurt all the time, too. So overall, they finished 15-2. It's a good season. They're going to win the Super Bowl next year. Back to you, Ernie.
And maybe that's how that would go. 800-636-1067. This is from Ryan. Would like Stone Cold Steve Austin, sending back pasta. Again, I love these requests. This is why we do it.
Why would he be sending it back?
I don't know.
For what reason? Undercooked? Overcooked? Enough butter? Not enough. Sorry, I'm stealing.
No, I don't. I have no idea. Until it hits. It's not me. It's the character.
I hear you.
First of all, you think this is al dente. You got to take the wax out your damn ears. What? That means to the teeth in Italian. I looked it up on Google Chrome. What? I asked for cream sauce. I don't know what the hell this is. I don't know if it's the cream of probably an appropriate word. I'm going to stop myself because I'm on television. What? Let me tell you something. Take this bow tie pasta with this horseradish nonsense back to the kitchen. Bring me some pescetti with some ragu on top of it. Get the Parmesan cheese out here and grate the son of a bitch over my meal. What?
I guess, Ryan, if that's what you were looking for, I hope I did it. Oh, the audience liked that one? 800-636-1067. Let's see.
By the way, yeah. I'm a casual wrestling fan,
yeah.
But getting to see Stone Cold at Backlash at the Cap Center. Forget what year it was. It was me, Galdi, a couple of the guys. We got the great PR seats up close. Stone Cold wasn't even wrestling then because his neck was all messed up, mm-hmm. But he drove in
neck
on the
and back, yeah.
Drove in on the Coors truck, got up on the turnbuckle, and caught the 3 beers and then just poured them down his neck. I felt like I had seen a genuine
You got to see something.
American moment. And I was so happy for it because he was and is my favorite wrestler of all time.
It cuts a promo like nobody's business. Mm-hmm. From the chat, this is a person that clearly knows the show. Chris, Charles Barkley trying to talk Grant into trying a Big Mac.
What? Oh, Grant doesn't like Big Macs?
He's a millennial. So the millennials have ruined everything for everyone. And the millennials don't like Big Macs.
Does he not like the lettuce? Does he not like the sauce?
He doesn't know what he doesn't like because he's never tried it.
Okay.
This is what there was an article about this, and he was like, yeah, as a matter of fact,
the millennials
never
have tanked Big Mac sales.
Yes.
But it's still a mainstay on the menu.
It's still there. Thank goodness.
But sales are down.
Yes. It's somehow, I don't know how they figured this out. We read something somewhere once where it's like, yeah, millennials don't eat that.
You know what else millennials have killed is beer.
Yeah.
Millennials don't drink beer.
And it's true. What am I doing again? Oh, yeah. Charles Barkley.
Okay, Graham. First of all, like I say, the Big Mac, that's Mark McGwire. That's a baseball man. They name a sandwich after Mark McGwire. He hit the 25 home runs for the Cardinal. He hit some home run for the A. And they made a big burger where they put the bread right in the middle, Kenny. And that's extra bread. Anybody that says no to extra bread is a vegan, and you can't trust them. Ken is a vegan. A lot of people don't know that. But basically, if you have a Big Mac, That sauce, Ernie, that's just ketchup and mayonnaise. But they call it a Thousand Island, but they say it's a secret sauce. There's no secret, Ernie. Well, you eat the Big Mac, and it's got pickle on there, and back to you.
That's what I would. That's what I'd guess.
Yeah.
It would be like.
Is that what that sauce is?
I think it's just kind of Thousand Island.
A variant of a Thousand Island.
Yeah, which is sort of just, and the, but they put like a little relish in there too.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not that secret, but it's awesome. I'm not complaining.
I'm too much of a picky Pete to even think about eating a Big Mac, so that's just my own palate.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm a very basic cheeseburger ketchup only guy.
Well, I
know.
Okay. I'm nothing wrong with that either.
I know.
But at least you've had a Big Mac. Grant is not.
No.
800-636-1067. Tweet me at Funny Danny. Light up the chat. Whatever you want to do, I will try to do it for you. Good start so far. One more segment of this. It's pretty much me about me, just for attention. Next.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So my favorite thing about doing this is twofold. Number one, I love attention so much. But number two is finding listeners that get the bit.
Yeah.
Right? Here's what we're doing. 800-636-1067. Tweet me at Funny Danny. Hit me up in the YouTube chat, wherever you want to get it. Give me the voice you want me to try to do and the topic you want me to try to do. Welcome back. It's Gene D on the Fan. Zabe sitting in. One more segment for GP today.
I want one from you from the archives. I want you to do the Larry Michael play-by-play with all the commercials comically overstuffed into the broadcast. When you used to do that, I would lose my you-know-what.
Well, tip of the cap. Thank you. Love it was the team.
Of course not. Bunch of sensitive clowns. Glad they're all gone.
All right. First and 10. Loss of 5 yards on a false start. That false start brought to you by Waxy Maxies. No longer in business. Just like this offense. Second and 12.
Every 2 seconds was a commercial. Oh. But that's how Snyder ran the team.
Brought to you by Dark Drug. Not anymore.
Quick story about just how cheap and devious they were. So once upon a time, back when Herzog was still calling play-by-play and worth listening to, I would sync up my television.
As many people did, yeah.
To the radio. But it wasn't actually the radio. It was the streaming part of the radio. And I kept noticing that after about 30 minutes, I was all out of sync, even though I had not changed anything with the pausing of the TV and the actual app. So I dug into it because we had the rights at the time. And I said, what the is going on? And they're like, yeah, we're actually we're adding an extra 15 seconds every 10 minutes to get another ad in for the games. I go, you got to be kidding me. So, yeah, that's what they were doing. They were sneakily adding in just a little bit of time to add one extra 30-second spot per hour. I'm like, you cheap.
Amazing.
Yeah, but nothing surprises those who live through that.
Yeah, I was going to say, we all live through that. Via Twitter, Michael. I would like to hear Kevin Sheehan explain which is better, Skyrim or Red Dead 2. Okay, so hold on. Let me say this, okay? Red Dead 2 is open world, okay? But a lot of the sharps have come in. Skyrim's open world as well. You can build a homestead. You can be multiple different types of characters. To be the Dragonborn, hold on, let me say this, Denton, is elite. It's outstanding. -4.5 for Skyrim this weekend. Maryland, thanks to Charch. Tune us back in on Monday. Here's my podcast.
We would always tease Sheehan about his playoff scenarios when the team was like 5-7, and he would have it mapped out. Like, okay, here's the spreadsheet. They just need to win this, lose scenarios.
Here's my mock schedule. We'll come out in February. The best. The absolute best. Chris in Hyattsville. Can I get Glenn Consroy evaluating the Seven Dwarves like they're an opponent basketball team?
Okay, so obviously, if you don't slow down Sleepy, he might slow himself down, Dave, because he goes to bed. Sneezy. He's got allergies, Dave. He doesn't rebound really well. Doesn't play good post defense. You can get him on zipper cuts. You screen down. You get dopey because he'll turn his head, Dave. You can go.
We would always joke about
how back door.
Glenn would always like say he's so long. He's so long talking about players.
Well, I brought to you by Calm Minds.
Yeah. Can you please punch up line one? Because it's hilarious how he has been screened.
So this is Kevin in Virginia. Kevin, I want you to know that our guy Wes is such a young person.
Such a young buck. Who? He screened you up saying you want to hear the what?
Yeah, who did you want?
Boys, I want to hear the Mervis Diamond guy.
The legendary Ronnie Mervis. Uh-huh. You are screened up as I want to hear the nervous
Diamond guy. Wesley put in the nervous diamond guy. Can you imagine? It's just I'm a little nervous because I have so many diamonds. Like that's what he thinks it is.
Right. He is not nervous at all.
All right, Ronnie's doing very well. Ronnie Mervis doing what? What were you looking for there? I'll try to do this. Not my best, but I'll try.
Let's have him do the rich history and glory. Explaining the rich history and glory of the Hogs to, like, Alexander Ovechkin.
Nice. I'm Ronnie Mervis, deep in the diamond mines. My brother Zed, we discovered a group of five offensive linemen. They came from inside the pit. They were angry. They had all sorts of passion. They ran the counter tray. They ran 50 gut. They used to tell Randy White what was coming, and they'd steamroll his ass on the way to touchdowns. I'm Ronnie Mervis. Those were the Hogs.
Yes, that's it. Their girth was immense. Their precision was immaculate.
That was so perfect. Steve, you've been very patient. Steve in Maryland, what do you got for me?
Danny, like I told you last year, if I had a choice between world peace and a Danny Huey special, give me the Danny Huey special.
Oh, that's so kind. That's so kind. I would take world peace for the record, but I like where your head's at.
First of all, I need to know about your comedy shows because where's the next one coming up? Because I definitely need to check it out.
I am at Give a Hoot in Gaithersburg the 22nd through the 24th. Gotcha. That's my next one. That's all coming right up. Yeah. And I got one in Baltimore the week after that, but that's probably not what you're about.
You know what? I love Baltimore, so I'll see you up there.
All right, sounds good. What do you got for me?
Let me get Charles Barkley and Donald Trump arguing over the last piece of apple pie.
So we're going to talk about it, this apple pie. It's not actual apples. It's pie. It's more apple than pie. It's berry, but it's a big pie. It's a terrific pie. This is probably my piece. I'm the commander-in-chief, and that includes pie. It's according to the Supreme Court. Many people don't understand that. It's something that I have a very important rule, what I get to eat, all the pie.
Okay, first of all, dumb man, that's not a rule. What is a rule? He's to look over there. See, I just took the pie. I'm much quicker than you. I played the NBA. I was a power forward. People shoot too many threes now. You're going to back down in the post with a big butt, and I got that because I ate too many pies. Back to you, Kenny.
All right.
Well done.
Thank you. You do what you can sometimes. You know, let's go to Brad in Virginia. Brad, what do you got?
Hey, Danny.
Hi.
Can you do Nick Saban evaluating Notre Dame's whining and complaining about the college football playoff?
We're going to talk about it here, all right? You got a team like Notre Dame, all right?
All right.
They had a chance to beat, okay, Miami, okay, all right? And they didn't. So you're basically talking about a group of bitches, okay, who lost one game in the rain, all right? And they think the rules don't apply to them, all right? Now they got a memorandum, all right, of understanding. And the way I understand it is they're just a bunch of whiny clowns, all right?
That's great. The Nick Saban spiral into absolute rage presser is one of the more fascinating things ever in sports. And when he started talking about some small team that the press was not taking seriously, and he said, they went through us like bleep through a tin horn. I went right, right to Wikipedia to understand where that came from. It's like a military term for like old rusty latrines. Bleep through a tin horn.
That is funny. Let me do, from Ryan, Stephen A. upset that Thor didn't get to snap the Infinity Gauntlet. Didn't get to snap the Infinity Gauntlet.
Who did?
So I've been doing a new version of, Hulk. Okay. Of course, and Thanos did too, but that's not really the point.
You're a big Marvel MCU guy?
Yeah, it's a giant dork, Zabe.
Okay.
I've been sort of workshopping a new Stephen A. I don't know if people have been aware of it. So the previous Stephen, the previous Stephen A. is very...
growly,
coming out the gates going 95 at you.
this is a more ponderous Stephen A. Smith.
Yes.
Okay. I get lower when I talk to make people understand that I'm being very serious. It is a miscarriage of justice. It's a travesty. It's a mockery. It's a Hyundai Sonata. That the mighty Thor imbued with Stormbreaker. Okay. That's one part made from Airtree. Okay. A star power axe that can open dimensions and portals and command the Bifrost. Okay. A person imbued with the energy and power of thunder. Okay. Who's been through trials and tribulations. Let's be real, what we're talking about. Was not the strongest Avenger, was not the candidate, okay, to stop a cosmic energy power source like the Infinity Stones and the Infinity Gauntlet. It's ridiculous that they would choose a mortal man Hulk infused with gamma radiation to be the bearer, like Frodo was with the ring, if I can cross-reference. To not have him execute the snap is ridiculous. It's turpentine. It's absolutely an insult to my intelligence.
That is a great Stephen A. and incredible nerd knowledge. Wonderful. I started down the path of the MCU, and I got two movies in, and my producer, when I was in Milwaukee, big MCU guy,
yep,
was urging me. He's like, you gotta keep going. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get to it, but we're in the middle of football season.
There's 41 movies.
Right, yeah. Right. And then quickly, the avalanche of MCU-related movies overwhelm me, and I go, I'm never going to get through it.
From Whiskey Waters, Charles Barkley explaining what a charcuterie board is. Well, that's a charcuterie board, Ernie. That's got meat on it. That's got cheese. And sometimes there's nuts. I'm not the kind you think about, but like a cashew. That's a nut, but with curves. Again, not like the curve you're thinking about. Back to you, Kenny. There you go. Sometimes they can be shorter. Go ahead. Right. Darius, what do you got?
All right. I know this one puts a little work on the voice here.
Yep.
Sean McVay explaining why Game of Thrones series finale flopped.
Oh, I'm all about Game of Thrones. That's my nerd wheelhouse. Go.
Well, we got to be understanding and excellent in what we do. And the final season, guys, if we're talking about it, okay, they were in a rush. All right, they went after it. It's not something that we want to take pride in. Make sure we're doing the good writing. We're making sure that we dominate every aspect of being a good show, a prestige show on a big network like HBO. It's important to us. To ensure that, you know, the character acting is there, that we actually, you know, establish the plot lines and we have continuity. And we didn't do that on these last couple of seasons. D.B. Benioff and Weiss, frankly, didn't get the job done. We're going to play everybody this weekend to make sure that we get back to it. The spinoff shows have kind of gone back to that formula, and they've done that at a much higher level. We want to keep that as a level that's established for us.
I mean, Danny Targaryen was flying back and forth from, you know, the Wall down to King's Landing like it was a shuttle.
It was weeks. And it was 10 episodes. And now, remember the one guy, the intern, that they just had jogged back
basically,
from the ice to the Wall? Come on, dude.
And then the coffee cup that was left in the final edit. Don't tell me that was a mistake. Don't tell me that was continuity. 1,000%. Do you know how many eyeballs are on every frame of that episode and that show every week?
And as Dan Quinn said, we missed it.
Yeah.
Right. Cynthia in Rockville. Cynthia, what do you got for me?
Well, first of all, I wanted to coach your ego a little bit and say I saw you at Bethesda one time and you were funnier than the headliner.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Thank you.
Zave, good to hear your voice again. I missed you.
Thank you.
Anyway, so I'd like to hear you do your George Bush ordering a pizza.
So there are many sizes to a pizza. You can have small. That's your littlest one. There's your bigger one they make. It's called a medium. And that's the middle size. That's kind of like Goldilocks. Now, it's large. It comes with more slices. It's bigger. It's got more wider. I'd like to have the large. It's going to be for me and everybody else. I want some toppings on there. Let's make sure we got the pepperoni, not the ones that are flat like the Hormels, but the little cups. The ones that cup up, I want the cup ones. Let's also ensure that we got some bacon and some ground beef and some taco seasoning. And what was I ordering again? I forgot.
There we go. Huh?
By the way, W at the inauguration last year with that eyebrow raise and the glance to the side is the video that launched 1,000 memes.
It's so good.
It's used in so many things.
Matty Ice wants John Gruden making the case that Jordan Reed should be the next James Bond. This is why we do the bit. I mean, what? I'm going to try, though. I set myself up for it, so here I go.
Let me tell you something, man. A lot of people can't find a good James Bond, all right? Jordan Reed, former tight end for Washington, man. He's 6'4", 237, runs like a basketball player, man. He's a great gentleman spy, all right? Let me tell you something, man, okay? I want him to be the next James Bond. You get me? Knock on wood if you're with me, man.
Knock on wood. I love there that bite from Hard Knocks as well.
There we go.
What is Jordan Reed doing right now?
I have no idea. He was on the show not too long ago.
Yeah, he's a producer for an upcoming sports documentary.
Yeah, they're doing a documentary about, was it about tight ends, I think? Kind of like the quarterback-receiver type thing.
It's called the off-season.
Yeah, there you go.
He remains relatively quiet on social media since 2021. When he was right, he was
unstoppable.
Amazing.
Unstoppable.
He was seldom right, though.
Billy wants Matthew McConaughey arguing with the deli worker at the grocery store about the thickness of the Swiss cheese he got. That is what Billy wants. So I'm going to like my cousin says, I just want to pre-warn y'all. It's not my best. It's like everybody else's McConaughey, frankly. There are elite ones out there. Mine's not one of them. Mine's fine. All right? That's I'm trying to set the bar.
So what is Swiss cheese? It's a type of cheese that's got holes in it. We'll make sure. And when we have the cheese, it's not too thick, not too thin. It's in between. It's the right size. It's Goldilocks, baby. Make sure that your cheese has been properly cut, quarter inch thick every time.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Goes on top, right there on the mayonnaise, right there on the mustard, a little bit of tomato. Make sure that's done. Alfalfa sprouts on top, seasoning the sandwich that has been toasted. There it is.
See, it runs into Jerry Jones.
That's better than you gave it credit for.
No, it's
better than you think.
It's a C plus McConaughey.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. You know who I'm doing, right? And that's enough, but it's not up to the snuff of some of the other ones.
To me, the Family Guy, Stewie, McConaughey interaction is in the pantheon of screamingly funny Family Guy bits of all time.
So good.
No, you don't get it. You're really awful. Yeah, man, appreciate that. Just go and sell, you know, it's just selling that movie one customer at a time in my jet stream.
Yeah, just go ahead and send it one more time.
Yes. No, you stink.
Raymond in Virginia. What do you got, buddy?
Hey, Adam Schefter.
Schefter?
Yep, Adam Schefter.
Yes, breaking the news to Patrick Mahomes that they will not be selling hot dogs at Arrowhead anymore.
The audience of one for Adam Schefter.
Patrick, what I'm hearing at this point in time, according to sources, is they're not planning to sell hot dogs at Arrowhead in the near future. It's something that people have taken very seriously. It's under advisement. It's not done, but there's a great chance there are no hot dogs at Arrowhead.
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Well, hold on, dog. Let me just say this real quick. For me and Trav and obviously T-Swift, when she comes, you're going to probably want, you know, a hot dog in there. Like, it's just something about watching a game and making sure you're having a hot dog. And obviously, if I'm not there, I'm not playing, my ACL's all busted up, dog. But Coach Reed and Trav and them, in between games, you just put a little mustard on it. You can put some relish on there to add a little sweet to it. But most people just like onions. I think that's fine. But for me, it's basically you got to have a hot dog and watch football. Back to you, dog.
Unbelievable. Recent fan chatter suggests a big change or reduction in traditional hot dogs at Geehaw Field at Arrowhead.
Wait, that's real?
Yes. Oh. Because I literally, why would the caller want to do that impression if he didn't get it from somewhere?
Well, I never know, Zabe.
Well, this is news to me as well.
One guy wanted me to explain why Skyrim is better than Red Dead 2 in Kevin Sheehan's voice. So none of these things make sense.
I know, but this is actually real. According to the latest AI response, it says fans lamenting the potential loss of iconic stadium dogs and mentioning alternative items like the Jackalope Max Stack. While some stands still list hot dogs, the buzz points to a shift away from the classic offering at the iconic venue.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do that.
That would be insane. Who would say, no, we don't need hot dogs?
Darius, what do you got for me?
You remember when our friend Toby Altizer went to Capital One Arena and he got in a fight, in an argument with the concession stand, the person at the concession stand?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's have John Walton break down that fight between Toby and the
Can I get a quick 20-second recap? I want to get up to speed on this. How could the nice, cherubic-faced Toby Altizer get into an argument with one of the Aramark employees?
Look, lady.
Do you know who I am? That did an update right in front of her face.
So what happened? Take the mic real quick. Tell Sabe what happened.
Yeah, basically, you know, you go through and do these, instead of ordering with the people, you go through and order at the kiosks, and I mistakenly had grabbed the wrong receipt because the person before me had not grabbed the receipt. I had ordered a drink, the person before me had not, so I'm trying to grab a drink. She's not letting me grab a drink. I'm like, look, lady, I ordered a drink. Here's how much I paid. I can show you, and she's not willing to take it.
Well, you had no receipt. No ticky, no shirty.
Look, ladies, my favorite.
It sounds like you got receipt control issues there, Toby.
Here's Toby Altizer. He's at the window, has not received his beverage. He's waiting for it. He's been online for several minutes. He's lost his temperature. He's lost his cool. Having a little bit of an upset episode with the lady behind the counter. Has a receipt. Puck drops. Nothing available for him. Goes back to the boards. Asks for a manager. She's not available. Here comes Toby Altizer now. Is able to get an iced tea after convincing everybody. That's just fine. This segment brought to you by Ronnie Nervous Mervis. And all of the diamonds in the diamond mine. Remember, Wesley is 7 years old. That's what happened. He put nervous on the call screener. Buck drops.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Let's go to a couple of these I can't do. I feel bad. If you're on hold and I haven't gone yet, it's because I can't do
it. I'm looking at the bank right now. You are stiffing an absolute line around the block of people.
I feel taking terrible. Text.
You're doing the online orders while there's people in the store looking angrily at you. Come on now.
I'm going to do my... Okay, so the one, but the ones
blow
I can't
through
do...
these.
All right, Josh and Calvert, you've been waiting a long time. I don't know if I can do this one. What do you got for me?
Well, how about we switch up? How's your Randy Macho Man Savage?
Not bad.
All right, how about we do Randy Macho Man Savage trying to embarrass his kids by talking like the kid lingo, the word on the street.
Oh, yeah, there's something, man. Yeah, I do 6'7", man. I'm 6 or 7 times, man. I'm up there. I've seen the world. I've seen the inside of it. It's kind of skibbity toilet, Ohio, man. Yeah, make sure the Macho Man coming to town. Yeah,
I don't know. Skibbity. Doing the best I can.
Not bad.
Let's go to, now, Chris in St. Mary's. Chris, what do you, I don't know what this is. What do you got for me?
Hey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy. What's up?
Hey, I kind of put a twist on it. I said J.P. Finley and the ears at the beginning.
Yeah.
But I'd like to hear J.P. Finley and satellites and Elon Musk and ears.
See, I can't do that. And I appreciate the phone call.
Do you even have a J.P. Finley?
So I do a J.P. Finley bit because I noticed this and then everyone else noticed it at the same time. So, and he's leaned into it. God bless him. He's an amazing sport. But how do you say the word 20 combined? What number is that?
20.
He says 20. Like he's chewing.
20.
So I'll do a bit where I go, dog, 2012, I tweeted on Twitter.
2022.
Like that.
Wow.
So it's not a great impression, but I have that one aspect, but I can't do that.
Okay.
So I can't do.
All right, next up.
All right.
Tweet.
What's up, JP? Dave, Alexandria. Dave, what's up, bud?
Not too much, thanks. Let's do Barack Obama explaining how Bill got his nickname.
Many years ago, Bill had a complicated first name, hyphenated last name. And somebody said, what if you were just Bill? And he was like, okay. And let's look how he got on the nickname Bill. I don't know if that's good or not, but that's what happened.
That's good.
Willie, Maryland, what do you got for me?
All right, Danny, listen to you every day on the way home from work. Zay, great to hear your voice. I think you can do this, and Danny. Josh Harris trying to explain to the Victoria's Secret saleswoman what he'd like to buy his wife.
So one of the things I'm looking for is kind of an invisible panty line. I feel like under skirts and under, certain outfits, it's like too visible.
I don't want to see it.
It's something that we want to make sure that the line is invisible, but... I also don't mind if it's too expensive and if it can make her float. I don't know. I got weird. Stretch on the chat says, do Shaq talking about how much he doesn't care about making free throws?
Shaq is super dominant. Shaq don't even make free throws. I make the ball.
looked like a tether ball in my hands, too small. It's like shooting an egg. When I'm the most dominant big man of all time, I go down low, I dunk on people, I turn around, I hit free throws sometimes. I hit the ones that matter. Check out.
There you go.
I like it.
Let's see. David in Virginia. David, what do you got for me? We're winding down. David.
Do you mean me? I'm in Laurel.
Oh, that's fine. You're in Laurel. I allow you. Okay. Yeah, you can be in Laurel or Virginia. What's up?
Yeah, sorry. I came off of hold, and you were doing the Patrick Mahomes, and so I apologize for the double tap because I was also asking for Pat Mahomes. See if you can get Patrick Mahomes explaining Luke Skywalker's parentage.
Basically, dog, you're talking about somebody who didn't know who his dad was. He was stranded with Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru on a moisture farm on Tatooine. And, you know, he wanted to join the academy, but, like, dog, they were like, nah, we need you for one more season. And they got a couple droids out there. Next thing you know, one of them takes the restraining bolt off. He's trying to find his master. It's Obi-Wan Kenobi, obviously, you know, like Andy Reid and Coach Trav and everybody. So he goes out into the wilderness. Next thing you know, he meets Obi-Wan and gets his dad's lightsaber, but he doesn't know that his dad's actually Darth Vader from Family and Real Talk. So basically, he goes on a space adventure, ends up blowing up the Death Star with an assist from Han Solo. Next thing you know, he finds out, Coach Reed told me the same thing, but he basically finds out that Darth Vader is his dad, and he was not Darth Vader at the time. He was Anakin Skywalker, and he had twins in secret. He doesn't find out that Leia's his sister until after he kissed her, which is a bit awkward, too, but that's basically what happened.
That's outstanding. So how much of a Star Wars guy are
Very.
You? So how do you feel about the second trio of films?
Sad.
And the third, what's worse, the third trio or the second trio?
Second
to the
trio.
Original?
Second trio.
Yeah.
Because it was the man betrayed us. And George, we owe George Lucas the greatest debt of all time. He did more than anybody. He made the universe. He gave us the right to be upset about something new, but he fell in love with the wrong part. So in his mind, he's actually had this conversation in public, Zabe, where he didn't get what made it so special to us. All the dorks and all the nerds loved this thing. And he goes, yeah, but look at all my new toys now. Look what I can do with all the CGI.
Yeah.
And I can do that. Instead of the
story and the characters.
Of the practical effects.
Exactly.
And making it look so incredible. This was, I can do this now on a computer. Just because you could didn't mean that you should.
Did you ever see a company based out of Wisconsin called Red Letter Media did a spoof on this where they had a guy with a silly voice just deconstructing and ripping every one of those second trio of films. And they actually had clips of Lucas explaining to his minions in the edit rooms, well, here's what I'm trying to do. And they were horrible ideas. And the guy doing the thing was making fun of how nobody wanted to speak up and say, this is a horrible idea.
Yeah, because he was right about
everything
first. I'm
going to find it and send it to you. You, as a Star Wars nerd, will love it.
Oh, I would love that. But he was right about everything before everyone else was.
Here's how good it is. All right, I'm not even that big of a Star Wars nerd, but somebody sent me the link, and I immediately saw the YouTube length. It was like an hour and 7 minutes. I go, man, I ain't got time. And then I'm like, damn, I'm 45 minutes in, and I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
I'll
find it for you.
Dude, this was a blast.
Hey, man, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Thank you for coming and hanging. Have a great new year.
You too.
You were back on air later this week,
right? On air with Nick. Well, I'll be on Solo on New Year's Day in the middle of the day from 4:30 to 7, kind of bridging the early games in college football night games. And then me and Nick will hold down 10 to 2 on Friday.
He's so handsome, and he smells incredible, by the way. You know that, right?
His hair is an affront to us bald people.
He is just.
But that's fine.
He
doesn't generally flaunt it. Generally.
But it's so effortless.
It's still there, though. It's in your face.
It's in your face.
I'm not going to have to look at it.
It insists upon itself, Lois. Really appreciate you guys hanging out. Grant and I will be back. Caddies on Cordell Friday at 2 p.m. Till then. Happy, healthy, safe new year. We will talk to you in 2026. For Darris, for Wesley Financial Group, we'll get you out of your timeshare. For corporate Ryan, Clary, and everybody in between, appreciate you guys checking out the show. We'll talk to you on Friday. See you.
Thank you for coming.
Commanders get set for final game of their regular season. And season as a whole, Sunday at 4:25 against the Eagles. Playoff seating on the line for Philadelphia. It's just draft positioning for the Commanders. Final couple of spots in the NFC still up for grabs, though, after the Falcons win last night. So it's complicated, but Tampa's got to beat the Panthers and also have New Orleans beat the Falcons week 18. There's also a scenario where the Panthers, Bucks, and Falcons all finish 8-8, and it would actually give the Panthers the NFC South as a tiebreaker. If the Falcons beat the Saints and Panthers, they'd be division champions, regardless of whether or not they beat Tampa. That's how the last week of the regular season tends to go, right? Wizards and Caps are both off. Wiz at Milwaukee tomorrow, 7:45 coverage here on The Fan. Caps are also at the Senators, 12:45 puck drop, New Year's Day. Nikola Jokic, also diagnosed with a hyperextended left knee. He's going to need about 4 weeks of evaluation. The three-time MVP, though, dodging a much more serious injury. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Nick Ashew on The Fan.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.